Here's a few lessons I've picked up while being a superhero's girlfriend. Their egos are a little delicate. Yes, he may have wonderful in his name. He may be able to juggle up to four elephants, but he's also paranoid that you'll leave him for his slightly younger, former acrobat sidekick. The stringent moral code means he absolutely refuses to use his invisibility to sneak into the cinema, and tights are a bitch to clean. The worst bit is the kidnapping, though. It's exhausting. When I go to bed, I never know if I'll be woken up in the dark of night and carted off to a lair in some disbanded mining facility or the heart of a volcano. I tell him I get nervous just doing the shopping, and Captain Wonderful reassures me that I'll be safe. But here I am, hanging upside down over a smouldering pit of lava. Again!
Yes, that's a very interesting story. How long do you think it will be before Captain Wonderful comes to rescue you? It's just, I've only got the death ray until 6 p.m.
Well, he was flying to Pamplona to stop a giant radioactive bull from crushing some town.
Thunderbolts! I knew I should have rented it for 2 days. Now I'm going to have to pay a massive late fee. Henchman, why didn't you say something?
I don't know.
Will my suffering never end?
Oh, shut up. I've been stuck hanging over 12 vats of some form of deadly ooze this month, usually upside down. I've got a constant headache. The Black Widow suspended me in a massive web, which would have been an improvement if it weren't for all the stray birds and bugs it also managed to collect. Ooh, disgusting. And it took 4 hours before Captain Wonderful even noticed I was gone because he was taking a nap. Why couldn't you think of something other than the whole girl-lava combination?
I do my best.
You know, it's horribly derivative, right?
It's really hard being a new supervillain on the scene. Everything's been done before.
What else did you think of?
Hold on. I think I have my brainstorming notes here. Oh, okay. How about hypnotizing you to be my lover, do my bidding and murder Captain Wonderful?
The Raging Eye Stalker last May didn't work then, really won't work now.
Okay, we could get a giant zeppelin, then, making for Norway.
You know the Wonder Rocket is armed. I know you're afraid of heights, and we both know that it was the Helium Bandit's least successful attempt in the entire time he's been trying to kill Captain Wonderful.
Squeaky voice bastard!
And yet, more imaginative than you.
Well, shut up, wretched shrew. I don't know why he keeps on saving you. You're so annoying.
He's a complicated man. I'm not his first serious girlfriend, you know.
Yes, I didn't have anything to do with that. I would never kill someone just because they had bad taste in men.
Or else you'll never get a date.
Where'd you get that symbol? Shut up, henchman!
See, that's your biggest problem. I know you're not going to hurt me. He knows you're not going to hurt me. So he just swans in, no pressure, lays your secret lab to ruins, and we fly off into the sunset. Not that I blame you. The last person who actually messed with his girlfriend is stuck in orbit around one of the moons of Jupiter.
Hold on. Let me start a new file in Word. So you're saying that I should threaten you more?
I think you need to be more threatening rather than just making threats.
This is good. What else?
Well, there's your costume for a start.
What's wrong with it?
For one, why are your trousers so high?
They're made for the incredibly high-waisted gentleman.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything about that. Did you get hit by a fantastic stretch ray or something?
No, my mother did drugs while pregnant.
Ah, well, you're a doctor. A lab coat hides a multitude of sins.
Why didn't I think of that?
And that hat.
Oh, not the hat too.
It's just got nothing to do with your name. You're a villain. Everything you wear has to be precisely chosen to relate to a particular theme. What does a giant cheese hat have to do with Dr. Awful?
I like cheese.
Well, if you liked cheese so much, you should have called yourself Dr. Cheddar. But it's a little late for a rebrand now, no?
Well then, what would you suggest?
Well, what are you a doctor of?
Divinity?
What? Dr. Awful when you could have been the Crucifier, the Divine Comedian, Mouth of God, the Almighty, Supreme Being. You cheddar-headed twat.
The Divininator?
No, then people will think you can tell the future or find water.
How do you know so much about this stuff anyway?
I'm an image consultant. It's what people pay me to do.
Really? Do you think we could set up a meeting?
Do you think you could untie me?
No.